Coming up this Thursday, it is Daffodil Day. Such an important day in our calendars, Abby.
Certainly, and it's got to be probably one of the Cancer Council's most iconic and most loved fundraising campaigns.
Here to talk more about it is the Community Relations Coordinator for Cancer Council New South Wales. It is Sari. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Now, look, before we talk Daffodil Day, let's talk about the Cancer Council. I've had a great experience with them last year into this year, taking part in Stars of Nowra. And I know the importance of what the Cancer Council does for our Shoalhaven community. But can you just give us a quick overview of how important and what the Cancer Council does?
Of course. Yeah, no, it was so great to have you involved, Abby, but the Cancer Council does such amazing work, essentially reducing the burden and the impact on people affected by cancer in the Shoalhaven area, but then also all the way across the state. So we do have some really great local support services, such as our Transport for Treatment, which actually picks up people that are undergoing cancer treatment and drives them there and then takes them home. We also have home help, we have financial assistance, we have legal advice, emotional support. There's so many practical support services. And then the Cancer Council also does really important life-saving work in the cancer research space, which is bringing us closer to that cancer-free future and essentially saving lives.
And look, Daffodil Day is coming up on Thursday. What's the significance of this day and how can we celebrate it?
Yeah, so this day I find is like Cancer Council's birthday every year. And so this is the 36th year that Daffodil Day is happening, and people can get involved in a different variety of ways. We will be having a Daffodil Day site in the Nowra Stockland area there. So if people want to come in and buy a daffodil, they can. People throughout the month of August can also host a yellow fundraiser for us. And people are also welcome to go to our website, daffodilday.com.au, and donate directly there too.
That's incredible. And is there a significance for the daffodil?
Yeah, so the daffodil is actually a symbol of hope. So it's, for people that are impacted by cancer, it's that happy yellow symbol, and it's just that support, knowing that someone is there for you and that there's hope for the future.
Yeah, beautiful. And look, last year, the Daffodil Day appeal raised $1.5 million for life-saving cancer research. Do we have a goal this year? Do we want to double that, triple that even?
Yeah, well, look, this year, I think we're just hoping to get whatever we can, whatever people are, happy to give. I think as a state, we have a goal of $1 million, because there's so many things that are, going on. We're very conscious that people have been impacted, by floods and the weather and COVID, and that every single dollar counts and every single dollar helps. So if anybody, is able to, donate and support the cause, it's definitely going to go a long way.
And I've got to ask as well, is this a big one that schools get behind in our region?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a bunch of schools that get involved, and they do those yellow fundraisers that I was talking about. So there's actually a couple of schools that are doing yellow musty days and getting dressed up in yellow and giving a gold coin donation.
Excellent. And where can people go to find out more about Daffodil Day, where they can donate and how they can get involved themselves?
Yeah, so people can go to the website, daffodilday.com.au.
Excellent. Sari from the Cancer Council New South Wales, thank you so much for your time and happy Daffodil Day.
Thank you. Happy Daffodil Day.
Everyone, wear your yellow on Thursday and, go buy a daffodil.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.